Today we are going to read from New Testament, Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 10 through 16, from NASB, New American Standard Bible. I'll read verse 10. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. The letter to the Hebrews is written by a pastor. Most theologians agree on that was Apostle Paul. Whether the author is Apostle Paul or not, the content does not change its meaning. It is about the radical change of the Old Testament atonement sacrificial offering to New Testament pure form of worship. The external bloody sacrifice in all forms is done once for all, with the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what this author to Hebrews made very clear to the recipients, because the recipients are converted Jewish Christians. To them, confusion was almost necessary, because they were used to Old Testament temple-centered ceremony regarding blood ceremony. As long as they had in their mind the temple in Jerusalem, they could not depart from that blood sacrifices offered up daily, especially once a year on the Day of Atonement, done by the high priest. They could not disassociate themselves from such temple-centered blood sacrifice, because they do know, at least once a year, by the sacrifices done by the high priest, sins of all Jews in the world are forgiven completely. To such mental image, Apostle Paul wrote this letter by shattering that image. Your present Jesus-centered worship is far better than that obsolete Old Testament prototype, shadowy form of blood sacrifice. That's why, verse 10, he said, Old Testament times the priest has no right to eat part of that sin offering bodies, specifically bull and goat. Once a year, one bull was killed for high priest and his family, and one goat was killed for the whole assembly of Israel. Since they were sin offerings, high priest, unlike their usual custom, they could not eat any part of that sacrificed body of those bull and the goat. That's what Apostle Paul says here. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. All other offerings, high priest and his family, they had right to eat part of those sacrificial bodies of those animals. But this kind of sacrifice, once a year bull and goat sin offering for high priest and his family and the assembly of Israel, that sacrificial offerings, sin offering, is prohibited from being eaten by any priest, including high priest. Now, verse 11, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place, it meant the Holy of Holies, by high priest, as an offering for sin offering. That's the first part of their ceremony. And then, their body, of their sin offering body, bull and goat, are brought outside to the camp in the wilderness hour, in monarch period, outside of Jerusalem, in wilderness hour, outside of that Israelite camp. They brought outside because they are sin itself. Sin cannot contaminate assembly of Israel or high priest or priest, because God already accepted such sacrifice. So those dead bodies, carcasses, only fat was extracted and then burned on the altar. All the rest, body, flesh, skin, dung, brought outside the camp, because they are types of the totally corrupt sin itself. That's what Apostle Paul says. They are burned, brought outside the camp, brought outside city of Jerusalem. They are burned. It is signifying God's complete absolution of sins of the high priest, his family, and sins of the assembly of Israel. Then, who, the body of bull and body of the goat, represent? That is Jesus Christ. So verse 12, Apostle Paul says, therefore Jesus also, he might sanctify the people through his own blood, like blood of bull and blood of goat, suffered outside the gate. Even his blood was not brought into the holy place, unlike those Baal and God. So Jesus totally made himself clear. He is far, far more condemned sacrificial animal. Apostle John said, "Behold, Lamb of God," by the mouth of John the Baptist, "who carries away sin of the whole world." Yes, Jesus carries in his body whole sin of the world. So, even his blood cannot brought into the Holy of Holy Place by the high priest. Unlike the bull and goat sacrificed once a year on the day of Great Atonement, Jesus, his body was totally representing sins of all believers from Adam and Eve and all the way down to the final last baby born among God's elect. That whole sin is represented in Jesus' body. So his body is not even worthy to be killed inside the building of the tabernacle or temple. Killed outside as if flesh, skin, and dung of the already dead sacrificial bull and goat. Jewish Christians, including we Gentile Christians, must know this clear, radical distinction between Old Testament annual sacrifice by the hand of the high priest and Jesus self-voluntarily giving up sacrifice on the cross. Jesus himself is totally rejected, full of reproach. Even his body was not brought into, unlike the bull and goat, holy place. Usually, by the high priest, sprinkled with his finger 7 times in front of the mercy seat. But Jesus' body was not even worthy for that. Totally, totally representing sin of the whole world. Then, if we believe that shed blood of Jesus Christ, torn body of Jesus Christ, how God the Father would not forgive us our whole sin from birth to death, whole sin are completely wiped out because of the shed blood of only begotten Son of God. To the ears of, mind of Jewish Christians, this is shocking contrast, but such shocking treatment was needed for them, so that they could completely walk out of the physical tabernacle or physical building of a temple, and going outside of Jerusalem city or going outside of a wilderness Israelite camp, follow footsteps of Jesus Christ, totally rejected, body of bull, totally burned body of God, Jesus, is the reality of that types of burnt body of bull, body of goat outside the camp. Apostle Paul said, through his own blood, verse 12, Jesus suffered outside the gate of the Jerusalem city. Also outside of wilderness Israelite camp. But verse 10, high priest did not have right to eat that sin offering's body. Jesus. In John's Gospel, verse 6 already told us that. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, you have no life in you. See? Whoever feeds on my flesh, drinks my blood, has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Whenever we participate the Lord's Supper, as Jesus explained, that is my body when he took out bread, passing out to his disciples on the night he was arrested, betrayed. He said, this is my body torn for you. And gave them, passed around wine. This is my blood shed for you. Eat and drink, because that is my new covenant of blood between me and the Father, so that your sins are completely forgiven. See? As Apostle Peter proclaimed, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, you are new breed of elite group, what? Royal priest. Unlike those high priest and priest on the day of Great Atonement, we participate eating flesh of that sin offering each true reality was body of Jesus Christ on the cross. We eat and we drink his blood so that we are united to him through his Holy Spirit. Then, what is our duty? Since we received such inestimable, invaluable gift of salvation and being united to him, such great salvation we received free by faith, through grace, we received. What should we do? We are doing. That's what Apostle Paul, he said here. Let us go out, verse 13, to him outside the camp. In what attitude? Bearing his reproach. Because of our faith in Jesus Christ, we must be ready to receive all kinds of reproaches, afflictions, economical loss, whatever, broken relationships, whatever people look down on us when those things happen to us, we should gladly accept such reproach, because that is following footsteps of cross-bearing Jesus Christ. Verse 14. Here we do not have a lasting place inside the building, inside Jerusalem city, inside of Israelite camp in the wilderness hour times. We should get out. Why? Jesus, as he said, destroy this beautiful Jerusalem temple. I will raise you up in 3 days. Chapter 2, verse 19, Apostle John said, and verse 21, he said, Jesus meant that body, that newly raised up new temple is his body. Apostle Paul, what he says? You are, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, you are temple of his body. We are living temple of Jesus Christ. We do not need Jerusalem temple. We do not need tabernacle in Old Testament wilderness times. We are living temple of Jesus Christ. So, we individual member of the living church, temple of God, as a group, we church, we do not have lasting place. We should not look then into Jerusalem, 21st century. Since God destroyed completely, because he already built new living temple of Jesus Christ in us, members of church. Now, as living temple of God, we bear Jesus in our body and soul. We bear his all suffering reproaches. And we are marching on, following after him, following his footstep to where the city coming to us at his second coming. How we follow, seek the coming city at his second coming? Verse 15. Let's go to him. For his sake, we can continually offer up sacrifice of praises to God. It is our natural exercise of fruit of lips. Specifically, confessing his name in gratitude. Yes, that is our worship hour, private family home worship hour, or corporate worship hour on every Lord's Day. But what about the rest of the time, including 6 weekdays? Verse 16, do not neglect doing good, sharing, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. How can we show our gratitude in our worship, sacrifice of praise, and giving thanks to him, confessing his name? All the rest of time, we must show our living sacrifice in daily action. Neighbor love, doing good to them, sharing with those who stand in need of God's help. That is what we must daily exercise to show our true heartfelt gratitude to God through Jesus Christ, who condemned for our sakes. Hallelujah. Let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is acceptable, perfect, pleasing to God. As Apostle Paul, he wrote to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Yes, that is will of God for our life. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks to you for this Thanksgiving season. 365 days, 24 hours, 7 days, make us consciously, unconsciously continue to praise you through Holy Ghost by your Son's name, and continually confess your name out of grateful heart, so that daily we may glorify you in our doing good our neighbors, sharing our goods with them, so that living temple may be continually magnify your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.